Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device, all right? Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app, that it's going to work okay in that app, and oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera. So it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufy.com, E-U-F-Y.com for more information. They're online for Amazon. You can get them at Best Buy stores starting around May 20th. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver. No drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. You can get it on Amazon or Best Buy stores starting around May 20th. EUFY.com. That's Eufy.com.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, what's up, friends? I've got another free clip from the latest edition of Who Are These Free Beers, where Ben Glaze and myself, your old pal EZ, review clips from recent episodes of the world-famous Free Beer and Hot Wing Show. Check out this free clip, and if you want the full show, the latest one went about just shy of an hour. You can download it for free on my Patreon with a 7-day free trial. At patreon.com/Eric Zane. You can get lost in all the episodes there, being that this is the 16th. In 7 days, you can definitely make it through all of them, and you'll love each of them. Whether you're just a casual fan of Free Beer and Hot Wings, or you've never heard that show before, or whatever, just check it out. As well as Who Are These Zanes, where Ben and I review old footage of me sounding like a total jackass. Well, you could actually do that with my current material, too. But nevertheless, it's all there on Patreon for free. You do have to put in a payment form, but you can cancel it right after. People do that all the time, and that's totally cool. Sign up, cancel, and then you get the 7 days, you know, either way. So that's what I recommend. And then if you like it, you can always go back and re-sign up if you want to be a subscriber for either $5 or $10 a month. All the details are there on patreon.com/Eric Zane. But for now, enjoy this free view of the latest edition of Who Are These Free Beers?
Did you miss when Free Beer said this?
I'll be happy to listen back to it later.
Sure, it's completely out of context, but that's not my problem.
Cars, Christmas, incredible. New York.
You can hear that?
I don't like it. I don't, like, it doesn't bother me.
Yes, it does.
More next. It is the Free Beer Show.
Hey! Asshole. God, that guy pisses me off.
Who are these free beers?
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Ben, I'm, I don't know about you, but are you... Okay, you dread the actually gathering the material, but you like actually doing the show? Is that safe to say?
Yes, very much so. Like, if somebody else could curate the clips for me, it'd be so much better.
It would.
But yeah, doing the show is fun. Having to listen through segments of just drivel is excruciating.
All right, where are we here?
Free Beer is going to explain the segment.
Here is your challenge. I'm going to give each of you Pretend World.
What the fuck is he doing?
I don't know. He's taking all these dramatic pauses. Yeah.
Silver paperclip.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Not the big one, the small.
I always love the feigning interest responses.
Oh, that's, pay attention to that throughout all my clips, because that's how basically all the ideas end, is with a or mm-hmm. It's so bad.
I hear that a lot with a uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I mean, I wouldn't, if someone is telling me that they just murdered the guy next door, I'm just going to be listening with rapt attention. And since that's not possible with what we're doing here, all you're going to get is, uh-huh, yeah, really?
Exactly.
So it's horrible.
Here's your challenge. I'm going to give each of you Pretend World a standard silver paperclip.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm.
Not the big one, the smallish one. Just a regular, like an inch long or whatever.
Paper. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Mm. Right. Yeah.
And you have a chance to hide it.
Ooh.
And when you feel satisfied that it is hidden within your home, you may not hide it outside the walls of your home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. After you've hidden it in your home, you have 1 hour to do so. A detective will have 24 hours to find it. If they do not find it, you win $100,000.
Mm. Mm. Interesting.
So the next thing is, you have to tell where you're hiding it.
Yeah, you come up with an idea and you share. That's basically it.
So let me guess, Freebird's going to go to each one of them, and they're gonna. Hey, Kelly, your turn.
You guessed it.
Howings, your turn. Maitland, your turn. And then and then the hilarity ensues.
Oh, there's no hilarity.
Okay.
So the first idea is from Steve, which took no thought whatsoever.
I think for me, it would be simple to just open up the little hatch into our attic, where I've been up there one time since we've lived in the house.
Just...
because it's got like a foot thick of that.
Mm-hmm. Hold on.
What?
The game. Okay. If you take something so small and in your house hide it, that's impossible to find. No one
in
can find it.
24 hours.
There's no way anybody could find that fucking thing, no matter what.
Yeah.
So this is so stupid. This is goddamn. I mean, if there was like even just an extra layer of the person who is looking for it could ask a series of questions, like almost 20 questions during the searching, then perhaps. But otherwise, who gives a shit? Throw it over your shoulder. No one's going to find the goddamn thing.
Whoop.
Like, oh, the blow-in.
The blow-in insulation.
Yeah.
So I'm never going to be able to find it again, but they'll probably never be able to find it either.
Okay. So Steve's going attic.
Yes. Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
Cool.
Now let's find out where Hot Wings is going to hide it.
Hold up. The idea of Steve telling us that, it's like there's no dialogue. There's nothing interesting. There's no conflict.
Oh, no.
It's just Steve telling, and any person could then follow up with either I threw it over my shoulder, or as involved as I put it in the attic, or I put it in the garbage disposal, or up my dog's asshole. That would actually be funny. There's nothing funny here.
Oh, no. Or interesting.
Ugh, fuck me. All right, so who's next on this big adventure?
Hot Wings. All right.
I think what I would do, because I know how to remove and install a toilet,
which starts with removing one bolt and then another,
is I would
such a chore to get
undo
to the
toilet, pry it up, put it up underneath
that voice.
Yeah.
When he's
put you to sleep.
When he's really going for it down here and not laugh talking.
It's like that eagle from the Muppets.
Okay.
You probably don't remember that.
No, I don't.
There was this fucking Muppet character that was an eagle, and all I did was talk like this. That's Hot Wings when he's going for ultra big cock voice.
The porcelain, reseal it, cock around it, just like it was.
How long did it take that cock to dry?
Not long.
Okay, this is okay. She heard the word cock, so now she's
I wondered that, but I think she's just asking the question seriously because you only have an hour to hide the paperclip.
Okay. Typically, if a word like cock manifests, she'll go the route, the comedic attempt of, I love cock. Sometimes I put cock in my mouth. Cock is great.
I wish she would have done that because it would have been funnier than, or there would have been maybe... possibly a funny moment.
True, but she's done it like a billion times. Anytime there's any reference that you could go double entendre, she takes that shot every goddamn time.
Well, that is it. The latest edition of Who Are These Free Beers? Full show at patreon.com/Eric Zink. By the way, people say, oh, you're ripping off WATP. Yeah, I know. I talked to Carl. He said it's totally cool. All right. Thank you. Till next time. Bye-bye.